Welcome to order. It is now 1:32, Thursday, April 18th, in Belt 105. Members present are Senator Gray Jackson, Senator Giesel, Senator Bjorkman, myself, Senator Dunbar. Senator Olson is excused. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. Please take this time to silence your cell phones for the duration of the meeting. Before we begin, I would like to thank Juliana Singh, the Senate Community Regional Affairs Recording Secretary, and Joseph Giesbrecht from the Juno LIO for staffing the committee today. We have one item one item of business on the agenda. We are going to adopt a committee substitute and look to the will of the committee on HB 279 Local Boundary Commission by Representative Kronk. So to recap, we heard HB 279 on March 19th, 2024. After hearing a presentation from Local Boundary Commission itself, we elected to make some changes to the bill. My office has put forward a CS. So we have a committee substitute. It is my intent to look to the will of committee and take action on the bill after consideration of the CS. Senator Giesel, may I have a motion to adopt the CS?
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee substitute for the committee substitute for House Bill number 279, version 33LS1177-S before the committee as our working document.
I will object for the purpose of discussion. I now invite Ariel Wiggin, SCRA committee aide, to come forward and explain the summary of changes.
For the record, Ariel Wiggin, Senator, Chief of Staff to Senator Dunbar and Committee to Community and Regional Affairs. I will briefly go over the summary of changes and then provide a brief rationale for why we chose to include these. All these changes are made in Section 1. On line 1, it changes the number of seats in the Local Boundary Commission from 5 to 6. On line 8, it changes the terms from 5 to 6 years. And line 9 to 10, it specifies that one member shall be appointed from the unorganized bureau. After hearing from the Local Boundary Commission, these changes were made in order to promote the most participation and the most representation. Understanding that the goal of this bill is to improve the representation of the unorganized bureaus, and hearing from the Local Boundary Commission that, you know, generally recruitment for this type of position is challenging and arduous. It was requested that we keep one seat open in order to, you know, promote participation of whomever may be able, interested, and qualified to participate, while, you know, opening a venue for someone from the unorganized borough to participate in particular. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Wiggin. I'll also note that it preserved the change from the version that we heard that allowed the commission to select its own chair rather than the chair to be appointed by the governor. So that is also in the CS. Are there any other questions about the changes in the CS? Senator Giesel.
Well, it's not actually a question, Mr. Chairman. I just appreciate that you also require on lines 12, 13, that the person must maintain a principal place of abode.
Yeah. Yes, I believe that was in the version that came, the original that came over.
Yes, it was.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
We definitely want to maintain that and have folks living where they're living. With that, I will remove my objection. Is there any further objection to adopting the CS? All right, seeing none, the CS is now the document before us. Rather, the committee has adopted the CS as our working document. At this time, I'd like to invite Representative Kronk and his staff to come up and see if they have any closing thoughts on the bill or anything they'd like to share.
Thank you, Chair Dunbar. Representative Mike Kronk, District 36, and my staff to my right is Dave Stancliffe. We appreciate you guys hearing our bill and working together with everybody. We figure this, the CS is a fair compromise at this point, and I'll see if my staff has anything else to add.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Dave Stancliffe, staff to Representative Kronk. Thank you for keeping us in the loop and being able to look at this and have time to think about it. It looks like a compromise that will work. This bill had unanimous support coming out of the House, and I think we'll probably be able to muster what it takes when it gets back there. So thank you.
Thank you. And I should have noted for the record, we have Sandra Mahler, the director, Division of Community Regional Affairs online if anyone would like to ask questions of her. Are there any questions for Representative Kronk or his staff? Not seeing any. Thank you very much for being here. With that, I will entertain a motion to move the bill from committee.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill number 279, version 33LS1177-S, from this committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Thank you, Senator Giesel. Is there any objection to that motion? All right, not seeing any, that moves from committee.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you very much. The Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee will next meet on Tuesday, April 23rd at 1:30. We'll be taking up House Bill 337, establishing 4-H Day, and House Concurrent Resolution 13, recognizing NCSL on their 50th anniversary. I would ask my colleagues to please stick around so we can sign the bill report. With that, it is 1:39, and this committee is adjourned.